Let's explore the subpersonalities that you have. Everyone has subpersonalities. These are the various parts of yourself that come up and deal with various situations and challenges as they come up in life. Different situations call for different types of personality reactions, and this is why the subpersonalities are there. Each subpersonality deals with situations better than others. For instance, in one situation, you might have a more aggressive personality, and in another situation, you would have a more soft and gentle personality. These subpersonalities have been developed since childhood and were created for handling the challenges of life in a human dream. So soften your mind. Relax. And see yourself floating in a void. In space. Somewhere where there is nothing. And become the eternal self that you know yourself as. Become the master. Now, in a circle around you, all the various subpersonalities appear. These are all the selves that are within you and were developed at different times in your life. There will be many subpersonalities. See them all around you. Perhaps even hundreds. Perhaps thousands. These are the parts of yourself that are separate from each other. And each were created for a special purpose. Some of these personalities are positive, and others are negative. And the purpose of this meditation is to help reassign the negative personalities to more positive roles in your life. These negative subpersonalities are sometimes the ones responsible for the personality blowouts. Some might even be responsible for depression and sadness. As you look around the circle, notice how each of these subpersonalities is dressed, what it looks like, whether it is a positive or negative energy in you. See if there is an imbalance, and if there are more negative subpersonalities than positive ones. Now, ask one of the negative subpersonalities to step forward, to be worked with in this meditation. You may find that several rush forward, willing to participate. Just pick one.